Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN at 9:53. We're talking Sunset Zoo today. We've got Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing Officer with the zoo, and then Jared Bixby, Curator of Education, and continuing to talk about some of the virtual offerings here. And Melissa, I know one of the cool things that's being offered right now is virtual birthday parties.
Yes. We've had a chance to talk a little bit about that before, but I just wanted to kind of share how that has really taken off. And like Jared said, you know, everything has kind of gone virtual, and our birthday parties had always been popular at Sunset Zoo. But we took this opportunity to take our birthday party concept virtual, which gave the opportunity for your birthday person to invite some friends to a virtual birthday party via Zoom. But instead of just having it be the little squares of everyone's face on Zoom, we are actually interacting with you with some of our education animal ambassadors during this birthday party. We interact with the birthday guest and really give you some education, too, about our animals. We have a lot of different animals that you have the choice to choose from, and you can have up to three animals be present at your birthday party. And then some additions that we recently have added to those that experience is you can now have a virtual birthday party painting done by one of those animals that onto your party, or you can also add on a plush, a stuffed animal to give to the birthday participant. So we added those just because the birthday party concept virtually has really taken off. And we have had birthday parties that have been booking with us from all across the country, from Florida to Maryland. We've had some international birthday parties from London and Canada. And so it's really been surprising to us, but also really welcoming to know that people are looking for those kinds of opportunities. And I think that we're really happy that we're able to provide an interactive experience like this with virtual birthday parties.
That's awesome. It's a great opportunity, I think, for the kids, especially, you know, cooped up at home, can't have a traditional birthday party. Nice to know that this exists out there.
Yeah, it really is. And I know that kids are getting as cooped up as adults with, you know, this whole scenario. But we're trying to bring really the zoo to our community in a way that we can. And a lot of people do who have been in our programs before are semi-familiar with some of our education ambassador animals. You know, they miss Patrick, our duck, and he's available for, you know, birthday parties or different, you know, people love different animals for different reasons. You know, some people want a snake and some people want a gecko. So we can offer those kinds of things that bring that to life for kids and adults. I mean, it's not just limited to kids, but we're really happy with the virtual birthday party experience. And that is probably something we will continue even after we are back in person.
Okay. We got just a few minutes left here, Melissa. You want to talk about some other updates with the zoo?
Sure. One of the things I did want to mention as well is that when we begin our reopening process to prepare, be watching our Facebook Live this next week or so. We will be sharing some of the things that we will be doing. For instance, today we are doing a really deep cleaning of the exterior of the zoo, and you'll see some of the things that we're doing in preparation just to prepare for our guests. And also it is kind of like our spring cleaning, so we are just trying to be as live and interactive as we can with you, and we really can't wait to see you, and we hope that is sometime really soon.
All right, and Jared, again, just remind people, if they want to participate in those summer camps, deadline, if they want to start June 1st, is tomorrow?
Yeah, so we do ask that you register by the Saturday before the session starts for each one. So even if you miss tomorrow, you can still register for future sessions every 2 weeks. And so, but yeah, those are, and that information is available on our website at sunsetzoo.com.
Okay. and the Facebook page. And I know it's been going really well. The Facebook Live events here, I think, what is the at 2 o'clock
mm-hmm.
certain days? I forget what it's called.
Yep, our Tune In at 2 with Sunset Zoo. We have done a small shift to that. We are doing that on Wednesdays and Thursdays, not every day, so that we can prepare for our shift to open to the public. But we also do offer, you can view those anytime on our homepage. There's a quick link where you can see all of our videos. But we are really happy to bring the keepers and some education to you in that way, too. So Tune In at 2. It happens on Wednesdays and Thursdays now. And we can't wait to see you.
I know we've done that. We've watched some of the archive videos in my home, and that's been a nice little thing to have to watch with the kids. So thank you for doing that. It's awesome.
You bet. We're just going to continue to keep doing those things for the community and for kids and for adults.
Awesome. Well, Melissa and Jared, we sure appreciate the time today, and we'll encourage everyone to go to sunsetzoo.com for more information.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our show. If you missed any of it, we will have it archived on our website shortly, newsradiokman.com. Blueville's Horticulture Hints comes up next at 10 o'clock.
That'll be followed by the Rush Limbaugh Show. Ken Matthews to be joining that program. Then Dan Patrick and the game this afternoon, all on the way at K-Man. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend.